friends on the coast of Brittany. Clever games with no real end, playing just for the glee, but too much vigor and noisy zeal frightened all the elder seals, fearing that the predators might hear their joyous squeals. So the elders, to protect the young one, though not cruel sea folk, fixed a bridle to the pup and around his neck a yoke to keep him tethered to the herd, not going where he pleased. Though it seemed cruel, the group conferred, this pod has pressing needs. Though not cruel folk, the elder spoke over the young one's plea. The bridle bit and dragged him down, and his pointless playing ended. Why kiss the sun and the open air when there's salmon to be tended? But he still thought of the days held between the sun and waves. He still concerned the elders when they saw his longing gaze. So the elders, to protect the young one, though not cruel sea folk, fed him bits of cone, snail, blowfish, bladder, and urchin yolk to keep his thoughts how they prefer, not going where they pleased. Though it seemed cruel, the group conferred, this pod has pressing needs. Though not cruel folk, the elder spoke over the young one's plea. Thoughts obscured, his blubber waned, but he always came when called. He became demure, with actions pained, but no longer a threat to all. And he seldom thought about the days, exploring for new hidden caves, with freedom to act or think and feel in new or novel ways. So the elders, to protect the young ones, though not cruel sea folk, affixed the bridles to the pups and fed them urchin yolk to keep their thoughts how they prefer, not going where they please.